producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven past the hour. Doug Steffen's good day. Doug Steffen on his way across the room. Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and Rich McFadden. Let's take a trip over to DougSteffen.com, Ken, and see what's on the poll today while we wait for Doug.
I caught you.
Ah, there he is.
I caught you. Over my program.
I got you first.
You do.
Yeah, so what's on the poll today, Ken?
I'm having a...
It's always when he's late, you know he's going to be choking on some kind of food.
All right, where's Roberta?
I'm here.
Wow.
No, my.
This is how professional radio
is. Yeah, it's really great. Okay, Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn on the professionally produced Doug Steffen Good Day program. Yes, I was eating. I bought some new cashews. And they're
why do
raw.
You do that? You always choke on nuts when you
I'm
eat
trying
them
to eat
why
the ones without salt because I think it's the salt that makes me sort of...
No, they go into little tiny pieces and stuck in your throat.
New cashews are better than used cashews.
That's and true. As we get older, our swallows get weaker.
Rich,
Nice knowing you, Jen.
You talking about your father again?
No. Oh, did you just say your mama? Did you just attempt to come back with a your mama?
And your daddy joke.
All right, so Jennifer and Roberta are here. Kenny Kessler, Chris McFadden. So guess what?
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 Your dad.
Something.
Is this like a knock-knock joke?
Let him in. Okay.
This is real radio.
Come in.
This is actually, I was thinking of...
Yeah, we're 3 minutes into this extravaganza right now.
Real radio is something that our consultant, Walter Sabo, came up with in Florida. It did pretty well. It spread to some other communities around the country. I was thinking we could call this real radio because it is real radio. It's real radio with real people who have real stories, a real life. It just happens to be a collective that has microphones in front of them. And so when they're thinking and speaking, you can hear what is being thought of, excuse me, and spoken.
And there's the term.
Hi. So I got to get down to business here.
Yes.
On Friday, Black Friday, more of this happened than ever happened before on a single day. Want to take a guess at what it was?
Gun license applications.
How'd you know?
I'm pretty smart about that.
Wait a minute. Roberta, you just cheated and sent that story around. What's the big idea?
Oh, I didn't know you were going to do that.
But this was supposed to be
I didn't even see that.
Oh, please. 185,345 background checks. So that means a lot of guns were sold on Friday.
Black Friday sales, pick your weapon.
Yeah, well, it's sales and everything.
Yeah, I was going to say.
A lot of cars were sold last Friday.
Please.
lots of things. So our poll asks whether you found better deals on Black Friday or Cyber Monday. This is yesterday's poll.
Did you buy a gun on Black Friday?
23% said they didn't buy anything either day. 20% said both were a disappointment. 19% said Black Friday. 18% Cyber Monday. 21% said both were great for them. It was very good. Business was very good last week in the retail stores in our country, to the point where it melted the websites at Target and Needless Markup, and they're now trying to fix.
And PayPal.
Yeah, PayPal.
PayPal
is a worthless,
Amazon,
by the way.
Amazon, too.
I find PayPal to be so annoying.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
I love gaming on Friday. Yeah. I know. Mine was
love
like
PayPal.
It's just another website that Doug doesn't know how to use. So.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very sweet. The poll poll today at DougSteffen.com.
You're going to rebut me on that one?
I can't be bothered.
He just said rebut.
I just know. If Bob is listening, he's going to second that because we have the worst time with PayPal. Awful. My God, what a mess. And it isn't.
Who is we?
Bob and I, when we're trying to use PayPal for
our
stuff.
General manager here at the Big Steffen Radio Ranch.
Right. Thank you. Have you put up your Christmas lights yet? Is today's poll.
Yes.
Yes. They've been up for a while.
Show off.
B. Yes, we put them up over the weekend. C, not yet, but I'm hoping to get it this week. D, not sure I'm putting them up at all. E, I don't put up Christmas lights ever. That would be me.
Let me tell you the
I
new
used to,
way.
Though, and actually, that's not...
When, it did when the kids were young.
The last couple of years when Meredith was here, I remember when she put up the Christmas tree, the first Christmas that we were together, she put up a Christmas tree. It was delightful. It was big in the back room. It was neat. And then there were a lot of great Christmas lights around last year. But it was her that inspired me to want to enjoy it that way. I just don't have on my own. I don't really have much... Interesting. I think Christmas is the greatest time of the year because of the attitude that most people have. Everybody softens up a bit. It just is the flavor.
People smile more.
Of what it is that's in our psyche. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Smile more.
You took my parking spot. I'm going to beat you up
with a smile.
With a smile.
I'm going to flash my new gun I bought on Black Friday in your face.
Right. Okay.
My AK-47.
So here's something. This is right out of whoever in the world would think that somebody would have thought this up. The story of the Rebel Alliance destroying Death Stars from the original Star Wars movies. There is a study out today, an academic paper published focusing on the demolition of the space station, and what would have happened had it actually taken place in our universe. It would have, according to the author of this, Zachary Feinstein, a financial engineering professor at Washington University, the paper is entitled, It's a Trap, Emperor Palpatine's Poison Pill. It was Palpatine or Palpatine? How do we pronounce it? Palpatine. So this guy worked on the assumption that at the time of its defeat, the Empire would still have owed the banking sector 50% of the cost of building the first Death Star and the entire cost of constructing the second Death Star. This would leave the banks with a shortfall of 500 quintillion. That has 20 zeros in it.
20
zeros, right.
Quintillion.
With the Empire gone, so the theory goes in this paper, there would be no one to pay the banks back on these loans. So he calculated that the Rebel Alliance would need financial reserves of at least 15% of the galactic economy to bail out the banks and avoid financial catastrophe. Given that the Rebel Alliance is the scrappy underdog without the resources to build multiple moon-sized space rocks, this is a real treatise this guy's doing for his doctorate. Let's see here. Feinstein wrote, without such funds at the ready, it's likely the galactic economy would enter an economic depression of astronomical proportions. This is a 10-page outline for his thesis that, according to those in his school, was well researched, and they're going
how
to
they
use.
How do they know?
I don't. I'm just looking at this. At somebody giving this credibility is what blew my mind. That actually someone took the Star Wars Death Star and did a PhD study on it for an economics degree. I find that fascinating.
What kind of a job do you apply for and sit in front of somebody and say, this is what I did my treatise on?
Well, this is my doctorate.
Screenwriter?
Is maybe.
Maybe. Hey, you never know. He might be a big Star Wars fan. Right. And go ahead.
Or another millennial who loves Star Wars.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Cool. I just found it fascinating, though, to look at this. The Star Wars sequel, by the way, is already smashing records. Doesn't even open until, what, the
18th? It isn't out yet, right?
I won't see it until February. I guarantee you. It's going to be so crowded.
Right. Oh, you mean pre-sales?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Now, when do they start lining up at the theaters? That's what I'm wondering. There'll be people lining up there, you know as well as I do.
Didn't advance ticket sales already happen?
They already happened, yeah.
So they already happened.
But if you want it, you didn't get an advance tickets online.
Oh, no, you could already buy tickets.
Yeah, but you could go to the theater and sit and wait for the next opening. There'll be people doing that. Somebody doesn't show up.
Go to the theater and be told that it's sold out.
Sold up for a year.
Yeah. Wow.
Go home.
Can you imagine, though, Kenny, somebody doing a thesis like that, the people that are that devoted to that? It just fascinates me.
As if the Empire would have gone to a bank and borrowed money.
Right. Yeah, they would have just stolen.
No, yeah, exactly.
Just like the guys at Daesh.
I want your money, Luke.
All right. Roberta's.
I want your money, Luke.
We do not need to repay this loan.
I think I may have started something at the beginning of this hour that may lead us to losing control of the program, Rich. I'm not sure about that. Roberta Fasanelli is only moments away with today's Queen of Cheap Report here on Good Day.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Hi, Roberski. What's the report? Bottom line.
We got a lot of freebie stuff for you today. Let's start with Wendy's. If you buy their key tag, what you can do is you can get a $1 Frosty Junior all year long through 2016. It's a great deal. It supports children in foster care. 90 cents goes straight to the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. So go to Wendy's, get your Frosty key, and get $1 Junior Frosties all through 2016. Amazon's going to give you a free toy if you buy certain Fisher-Price toys. We have the list for you at DougStephan.com in the Better Living section. Look for the Queen of Cheap and look for the headline Amazon free toy. You buy the Fisher-Price toy on Amazon and they give you a free toy. I don't know what the free toy is, but I'm sure it'll be something that's Fisher-Price and it's probably not that big, but, you know, hey, it's free. And if you like puttering around in your home or puttering around in your garden, you can get a free subscription to Better Homes and Gardens magazine. Now, the way you have to do this is you have to go to something called Free Biz Mag. We have the link for you at DougStephan.com, and they're going to ask you a whole bunch of questions about your trade and your title and what you do, blah, blah, blah. That's great. If you have some sort of trade or thing you can fill in, great. If you don't, just make something up. I love going on these things and, like, pretending I'm an industrial engineer or something, you know, and then they send me industrial magazines about engineering that I don't understand anything in them. But I get a free subscription to Better Homes and Garden Magazine.
There you go.
So you'll find all of these wonderful things at the Better Living section at DougStephan.com. Just look for the Queen of Cheap. And a lot of good evergreen stuff in there, too, on ways to save money, especially this holiday season.
All right, save money at DougStephan.com while you're there. Also, check out our video of the day, which is from the Muppets today, and see what's trending news-wise at DougStephan.com. Sort of a mini poll of what our listeners are thinking about. The year-end bills that have been passed. Wasn't there some $300 million or $300 billion road bill that was passed last night?
How they sneak things through at 3 in the morning.
The unions and the road works and all that stuff. That's one of the real blights on the face of America. 21 after the hour.
Stupid roads.
Yeah.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Christmas star of the day on Good Day. Today it's Luann Hunt.
Palm trees, mistletoe, if you set off may not show.
Oh no!
Not early, red no Rudy wants a break.
Rudy wants a break.
He's tired.
So what I like about this, other than the sweet sounds of Luann Hunt, this is a song where she teamed up with the Royal Guardsmen. Remember Snoopy's Christmas and Snoopy versus the Red Baron?
Yeah.
So Luann is an award-winning Grammy-balladed recording artist from Southern California. Her single from last year, The Hosts of Christmas Past, won her a second American Songwriting Award. She's been pursuing a professional music career since the mid-90s. She worked with Billy Ray Cyrus, Tammy Wynette, Toby Keith, Martina McBride. So she knows her way around. She has chops when it comes to music.
Well,
Luann, welcome. Merry Christmas, Luann.
Yeah, same to you. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you here. Tell us a little about you. What's your story, other than what I just said, in terms of your professional career? You've worked with all these great stars, but what got you started?
Well, I always loved music as a kid, but I didn't seem to hold too much promise in that area of singing and everything, but it kind of stayed with me, you know, my whole life. I really wanted to sing, so I started out, you know, just taking some music courses at the college, and that led to me finally teaching singing, and then I started songwriting in the early 90s, and you know, it was just kind of a progression of things happening.
So are you a voice coach? Are you the person that says, use your diaphragm more effectively?
I was. For a long time, I did that. And that's when I really actually grew as a singer. Teaching is just an amazing way to learn yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you have a new Christmas single for this year, sort of an anti-Black Friday tune.
Yes.
How'd you came up with this? You wrote it yourself, yeah?
You know, my husband wrote the song like about 20 years ago, but it had different lyrics to it, and we always felt it was a pretty strong melody, so we've talked about it over the years. We need to record that, but change the lyrics. So this year, you know, we were just talking about the commercialism of Christmas and how bad it's gotten, and it was like the light bulb went on. You know what? let's work on that song, you know, and make those lyrics something that's relevant for today.
All right, so let's listen to some of the lyrics in The Greatest Christmas Gift, new this year from Lou Ann Hunt.
Can be forgotten.
Most comfortable in the country genre. I know that it takes a lot of heavy lifting to figure that out listening to you, especially given who you've worked with as well. Is that something that came naturally to you, or did you just decide, okay, this is where the biggest space is, so I'm going to target the country world?
You know, I consider myself more of a folk singer, and that's kind of my foundation, and of course that kind of, you know, spills over into country and bluegrass, and so I try to put a little bit of all those genres in what I do. It just kind of feels like that's where I fit the best, you know.
Yeah. Well, you got to go where your heart is. That's the best way to do good work, is to do it for your heart and not for the money that it produces. So we have this new album. You can get it at luannhunt.com. Where else can we find your music?
Well, I'm on iTunes and Amazon and all those normal online retailers.
Places.
But this Christmas album, I've decided to give away free. So
really?
Everyone can get it on my website.
All right. Lou Ann Hunt. It's L-U-A-N-N-E Hunt.com. Get this music here. We have a little snippet, Richie, of your a cappella version of Let There Be Peace on Earth. I understand you were finishing this up in a studio when the Paris attacks happened. And so how did that influence? You heard what was going on in Paris. How did that affect the way you did the recording?
Was in there. We were finishing up the mix and the mastering aspect of it, and I got a text. My husband sent me a text telling me about it, and I just couldn't believe the timing of that, because, you know, that's what everybody wants in the world, is peace on earth.
We sure do. How come we can't have it? Most of us want it. How come it eludes us? There's an insidious story to that I don't want to get into right now. But that's always been one of my favorite tunes. Let There Be Peace on Earth. Lou Ann, best of luck. Merry Christmas. Thank you for gracing us with your presence and allowing us to play some of your tunes. If you're interested in Lou Ann's music, again, go to luannhunt.com or Amazon or the usual places. All right, Richie.
Please begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Of the day on the Good Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli on the Good Day program. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. We haven't gone to Kenny for quite a while for facebook.com/Good Day input, Twitter at Good Day. Rich McFadden is at the controls. What about it, Kenny? Other than Trump, what else is there?
Well, it's mostly Trump. There's a few comments about the Amazon Prime Air video that was our video of the day yesterday.
Yes, what were the thoughts about that?
Whether people would actually use the service. And Rick says, I suppose if I needed instant gratification and it was a critical item like shoes.
Mm-hmm. Critical. Like shoes.
Most of them say they wouldn't use it, though.
Really?
CJ, Margaret, Maya...
Really?
No.
Don't want to use it. Okay.
Well, all the same people who 12 or 13 years ago said they wouldn't want GPS in their car.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Well, they got to get a GPS. My GPS doesn't work for beans. It gets you in the right sort of ballpark, but when it gets down to specifics.
You should get upgraded. That's why.
I asked the guy at the dealer whether it was. He said, no, ours are just bad.
No.
Ours are just bad.
Here's the dilemma with your GPS in your car is your GPS on your phone is constantly updated because it's looking at servers.
Right.
Which have maps on them that are constantly upgraded.
That's it, really.
The GPS in your car is actually downloaded. The map is downloaded into your car's computer and doesn't get upgraded until you go back to the dealer and they upload new maps.
Well, I asked him if he had an upgrade for this. He said no.
That's possible that they don't.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's not great in either the Range Rover or the Jaguar. The same.
Same in my Ford Explorer. It's horrible.
Yeah. But I have noticed when we've been on trips and we've used my Samsung as a map or a GPS, it usually is pretty accurate.
Yeah, it's much more reliable. Yeah,
sounds good to know. All right, Richie. Speaking speaking of cars, etc., time for Car Talk on Good Day. Everybody ready?
Car Talk.
Google's self-driving prototype had another eventful month of testing last month.
Eventful? I don't like the word eventful.
Google car executives did not comment much of the time after the November 12th incident, the run-in with a local law. Everybody was talking about the car going so slowly. The image of a town police officer talking to a driverless car. Apparently, when you get down, there are a lot of questions that people have about the car that has no driver. And I would, I'm somebody who wants to drive the car. What about, why was it going 24 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour zone? I wonder about how you, is all of this, the internal workings of the car, are they, is it run by a computer that's internal, or does it get commands externally from something like a satellite? How do these things work?
Yes.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Yes, yes, sure. To everything.
So it gets, mm-hmm. it has some internal, it has some external.
It's getting GPS directions from a satellite. But the internal computer is actually controlling the car.
Really?
Yeah.
But the GPS, it's not exact. I think, what is it, a 2% difference from what it actually is, a 1% difference? And they do that so that nobody can hijack the GPS and find military sites or, like, want to drop a bomb on the White House or something. But wasn't so it's not precise. Not precise.
Wasn't there a case recently where one of these driverless cars did get hacked and somebody else had control of it?
Yeah, that was on TV. I think that was a TV show, too. It was one of the episodes of The Good Wife where that same sort of thing happened.
And by the way, these Google driverless cars usually have somebody in the car. They don't send them out without a human in the
car.
So
awesome, though.
Right.
I want to drive along and see a car go by with nothing in the passenger seat. It's like a cartoon.
A car tune?
Get it?
Yeah. All right, Richie, you asked Roberta to turn her volume up, and with that became there's a lot more noise there. So.
Surprise.
More shock.
Yeah. All right, Ford Motor Company adding 2,000 jobs at the plant that makes trucks, pickup trucks. They're going to spend over $1 billion at the Kentucky truck plant to update it. Next generation Super Duty pickup trucks will come off the line, and they need 2,000 more people to build these trucks. So that's cool. The aluminum bodies are what are selling on these things. And I will tell you, it may be cool to have an aluminum body that doesn't rust, but wait till you get in an accident and you got to pay to get it fixed. You're going to get creamed because the cost of aluminum is so expensive, hard to work on, and it also is
they just replace panels nowadays. Nobody fixes anything anymore.
Well, but in a truck like that, there's no panels on a pickup truck body. You got to replace the whole body or one whole side of it because there's
they're still
put together underneath. There's no panel. If you look, find me the seam on the side of the truck that you can see on the pickup, on the bed part of the truck. I think you'd find it was hard to find a seam there, Richie.
Okay.
And that's what you make it so expensive. That's
aluminum, isn't it? It's very pliable. Can't you just bang them out? Aluminum is much more pliable than steel or
but
metal.
I don't
you
know? I'm,
you're not
I wanna
get it straight.
No, you never get it straight. And putting Bondo on aluminum doesn't work for some reason. If it doesn't stick to aluminum. I think that's part of the problem. You gotta drill holes and somehow get it.
I hear Jennifer snoring right now.
Okay, all right.
I'm not snoring, I'm just glazing.
All right, so here's the last piece of the three-parted car talk brings us to Arizona, where a man was arrested yesterday after attempting to pick up his girlfriend from prison in a stolen vehicle. Police tweeted a photo of a pickup truck alongside a squad car with the caption, "Chivalry, picking up your girlfriend from jail in a stolen truck."
That's awesome.
Police alerted by the license plate reader as the stolen truck drove past a police officer, and they proceeded to pull him over. Upon questioning, the man told police he had borrowed the truck to pick up his girlfriend from prison. He himself was taken into custody as the police continued their investigation. That story is prominent at DougStephan.com.
Hashtag, we can't make this up. Hashtag.
You wonder about these people. I mean,
hashtag, your chariot awaits.
How stupid can you be? Really, honestly. Think they're going to get away with it.
I know. Well, but that's what makes people criminals, isn't it? Under the circumstances, you know, everybody thinks they're going to get caught. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
So I wonder how she got home.
From?
Yeah.
Police maybe brought her.
She didn't know. She got a ride in the police car.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. So okay. Did he, by the way. Straight into a jail cell.
So, Roberta, I want you to tell us something. We're all now out looking, I say collectively, most people are out looking for Christmas trees, and they want to know where to get them. You're a lifelong New Yorker.
Yes,
how do you buy, you have to go out of the city to buy Christmas trees? Where is
no,
Christmas
no,
tree
you
farms?
Don't. If you go in, no. If you go into Manhattan right now, my goodness. It's like a forest. It's a Christmas tree forest. Almost every corner has Christmas tree cellars, and each cellar has like 100 trees. So the smell of pine is just absolutely awesome in Manhattan. And it's funny because, you know, at one time, Doug, you couldn't do it because they passed a law in the 30s that said you needed a permit to sell stuff on the street. Well, the year they passed the law, there were no Christmas trees at all in the city. None. And people were up in arms. So finally, the city council passed a bill saying, well, you need a permit to sell stuff on the street, but not Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody, basically anybody now, can buy a whole bunch of Christmas trees, stake out a corner, put up some lights, stick some music, you know, put a Santa hat on and sell Christmas trees. They're not cheap, though, let me tell you.
How much are you paying for a Christmas tree in New York this year?
Mostly over $100 per
tree. Richie, would you pay for your Christmas tree?
Easily, yeah.
I went fake, but I'm going to go buy a real one for downstairs next week. So I'd pay $30.
Richie, yeah. Well, that's cheap, it seemed to me. I haven't bought a tree the last couple that were purchased here. Meredith got. I don't know how many.
It's so sad. You can't go to the lots anymore because you're going to pay $75.
We got a lot on the farm here. Yeah. We have two farms right here.
So you end up going to BJ's and Home Depot to pay $30 for a tree.
Yeah. What about Jennifer? Would you pay for your tree?
I actually went fake a couple years ago, just because I like to put it up earlier.
And when you go fake, you don't go back.
Well, you know what it is? Pre-lit. Oh man, that is.
I don't even mind the pre-lit,
except when they go out.
It's the fact that I love to have my tree up early. I love to put it, like I put it up yesterday. And if I put it up yesterday in California, it's going to be dead before Christmas.
Kenny, what about you? What do you do for a Christmas tree?
We'll go to a lot probably this weekend. It's usually $50-$70.
All right, by the way, the key to lighting your house, projection, baby. Forget hanging those lights on the gutter.
Does it look good? Did you do it?
Yeah.
What do you mean projection? What do you do?
There's nothing fake about them.
They're like projectors.
They're laser projectors, and it projects either shapes or different colored lights.
It's like going to the circus.
It's like going to Disney and the light show that they do on the castle. So I bought these kind of blue things and then I bought these red and green things.
Yeah,
you spend lights all day hanging lights on the gutter. Dumb.
I did. When I was a kid, I used to trim all the trees.
No way.
I used to here for a while until I just gave up. But when I was a kid, I used to hang them.
I plug
the ladder
out. And I'm done and it looks like Disneyland.
Bing, bang, boom. All right. So which is the more popular tree of the big ones, the Rockefeller tree or the White House tree?
Rockefeller.
Yeah, I think so.
The history of that goes back to Christmas 1931, because they were building the Rockefeller Center then, and they wanted a tree. Is that what it was, Roberta?
Well, that's what it was. Yeah, there was basically a big hole, because if you think the skating rink is down below street level. So it was a big hole in the ground, and it was mostly Italian immigrants working there, and they just put up a tree there for the heck of it, you know.
And so that's how the tradition started.
That's how the tradition started, from the Italian workers, yeah, in Rockefeller Center, when they were building Rockefeller Center.
Really? Knowing the story behind the story is always cool. 15 before the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. May I help you improve your circulation?
Yes.
And your heart health. May I do that by explaining the benefits of nitric oxide, the most important molecule produced by your blood vessels for you to maintain cardiovascular health. That means you have good blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, then you need to pay attention. And that, by the way, is pretty much everybody. When you get beyond 40, you got to start looking. I'm, knock on wood, very fortunate. My blood pressure, even working with these clowns that I have to work with, is not high. It's not out of range. I'm about 110 over 70. Even when I'm worked up by something that Roberta has said, because I'm on the Neo 40 daily and Superbeats daily, then my vascular health is terrific. Because what happens with Neo 40, you take this crystallized, there's two different kinds of Superbeats. The crystallized version is called Neo 40. You take one of those in the morning, and it is quickly absorbed into your system right away, directly affecting, because the veins and arteries are opened right up, so the blood is pouring to your brain, to your muscles, to everything in your body, and that's what kind of wakes you up. You've been asleep. This is like flipping a switch. That's what's so cool about this. And it works wonderfully well, no matter what your age. Doesn't make any difference how big your body is, but it is something that comes with a recommendation from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. This is the way to great health. You need blood to get to every part of your body. That's how you stay healthy. You want to get rid of the inflammation and stuff. Blood does that. And inflammation is what causes disease. So, we don't want you dead. As Ken says, I can't afford to lose any other listeners. So if you want to be along the with the gang that enjoys this program every day, let's make sure that you have a good long life. Purchase two boxes of Neo 40 by calling 800-655-4183. Get that at the regular price. And then you get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats. And you use the Superbeats, the powder, a glass of water mid-afternoon maybe or after lunch. You pour in the Superbeats and then you drink the glass of water through the afternoon. It'll keep you going at a steady pace because, again, your arteries and veins are opened up, the blood's getting around, and you're alert and aware. It's a terrific product. I'm very confident all the people in the area here are using it and find it to be a great augmentation to their overall better health. 800-655-4183, or you can go online to DougLikesBeats.com. I found it sound like I'm an Italian. DougLikesBeats.com. DougLikesBeats.com or 800-655-4183 to maintain your best, most optimum heart health.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My business needs to get a leg up on the competition and end the year strong.
Well, Staples can print anything you need to promote your business, from banners to brochures to business cards.
Yes! My logo will be everywhere. I can't wait to see my competitors choke on it.
That's the holiday spirit. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The South Dakota ghost town of Sweat is for sale. Asking price is a lot cheaper It was sold in June of last year for $399,000. 6 acres of land, an empty house that's haunted, and a closed bar. Somebody bought it. Now they want to sell it for 250 G's. So what a big deal, right? Roberta, is a good land investment for you. $399,000 last year, $250K this year. It's in the southeastern part of the state near Rapid City, South Dakota. Only town ever put up for sale. Or I should say, there was a town in Alabama.
That would be so cool.
That was for sale a few years ago.
I'll chip in. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's buy a new town. Let's have a new town.
Dudleyville.
No sweat, Richie.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I plan out our whole day. First we'll make snow angels for 2 hours, and then we'll go ice skating, and then we'll eat a whole roll of Toll House cookie dough as fast as we can, and then, to finish, we'll snuggle.
I really can't stay.
It's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
It's cold outside.
We also try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy cane, candy corns, syrup.
Hold your hands there, Jerry.
Leon Redbone never sounded like this before. And Zoe Deschanel. Is that how you pronounce her name?
And Zoe Deschanel.
Sister is Bones.
Or Emily.
So really, yeah.
Sure, she loves going by the name Bones.
You know.
Bones Deschanel.
Well, she stars in that show.
Yeah.
All right. You got everything taken care of here, Richie?
One more.
I'm the worst toy maker in the world. I'm a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
That's what I call you.
Thank you, Rich. Very nice.
You're a cotton-headed ninny muggins sometimes.
All right, the movie was number one during the Christmas season 2003. For those of you who remember, it's kind of neat. Baby, It's Cold Outside from Elf is how we get started with movie moments here on Good Day.
You ever see this movie, Doug?
I did not, Rich.
I'm sure you didn't.
No.
It's still great.
Is there any movie from what's his name that you like?
You would love Elf.
Will Ferrell.
And even though Will Ferrell annoys you,
I did go see one of those Anchorman movies.
He annoys the daylights out of me.
Yeah.
It's so sweet. This movie and Love Actually and Christmas Vacation. Come on.
Really?
Better than that? Yeah.
Oh my God. Horrors. All right, we'll pause for a moment, then we get through to some of the movie news, including a surprising Star Wars story. Up next, Aaron. Good day.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. For many, the holidays mean spending time with loved ones. However, getting to them can be stressful. Here's how to reduce travel stress at the airport so you can keep the season's magic alive. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
As much as I love the holidays, I don't love crowded airports. With all the hustle and bustle, I'm always looking to simplify things. Download mobile boarding passes in advance to bypass long lines. You can also reduce stress by using a travel rewards card that ditches the restrictions of typical airline rewards cards. I use my Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card year-round and earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar I spend on purchases. Then I redeem points to help offset the cost of holiday travel. My card gives me flexibility to use my points on any airline, anytime, with no blackout dates. This allows me to make plans that work best for me, not the airline.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
Doug Steffens, good day program. All right, so here's something for your palate. If you'd like to awaken your palate, Roberta. Ice cream inspired by Star Wars.
Oh,
wow.
Ample Hills Creamery in Brooklyn is offering several flavors that you can eat while you're watching the first six movies in preparation for The Force Awakens later on in December. The light side is what this is called. Does anybody do that anymore? Just sits and eats a quarter ice cream?
I haven't. It depends.
Would you do that?
Yes. No, that never happens.
Not at all.
No, who would ever do that? Well,
what makes you think somebody would do that?
Yeah.
The dark side, one of them is called the dark side.
Ooh,
it's
that sounds
ultra
good.
Dark chocolate ice cream. Ooh. With espresso fudge brownies, cocoa crispies, and white chocolate pearls.
Mm. Okay, give me the other one, because that's the one I want. This one coming up. This sounds good.
What? But the other one is the light side. It's the one's the light side and the other one's the dark side.
Read the light side now.
You want the light side? A bright marshmallow ice cream. Homemade crispy clusters. Smattering of handmade cocoa crispies.
Just a smattering.
Yeah, so that you can tell the light from
sounds
the
sounds pretty
dark.
Good.
You like that?
Yeah. And I would like the dark one with like peanuts in it. You know, add peanut butter sauce.
You don't like marshmallow, Rich?
No,
what is wrong with
not an ice cream.
All right, so that story, if you want to attempt yourself, it's ice cream stories at DougSteffens.com. So the movie that's getting the most criticism this week is a movie that's not even out yet. The director of Gods of Egypt is getting it in the neck along with Lionsgate Studio because they casted white actors in Gods of... They cast.
Is that a real word?
Cast.
You're correcting my English?
Yeah, you always correct ours.
Yeah.
Crow. Anyway, this movie, you see the trailer around, so it looks like a horrible movie. All kinds of creepy, crawly creatures in it. But anybody who knows any history of Egypt knows that there were no white people in Egypt until they migrated from other parts of the planet. There, at the time this was supposed to take place, around the beginning of the building of the pyramids, they were all dark-skinned Middle Easterners. So they are getting criticism. That movie's not going to do much anyway, but I thought it was interesting how much hoopla and uproar it's causing. It's 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane, but the problem with that if you need to be on the move is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.